Julianne Barbour, France, in their early years, at about age 20, Bob left New York to go to the West to seek his fortune. Jimmy would not leave New York. After 20, they had made an arrangement then that they would meet at this spot in 20 years. After 20 years had passed, Jimmy went to the spot where the restaurant was to wait for Bob for the appointment. While waiting, a police officer showed up and was checking the door to each store on the block when he saw Bob. He started talking with Bob, and Bob told him that he was, why he was there, and that he had this appointment with Jimmy, a friend of 20 years, so he was awaiting. They exchanged arguments for a little while, and then the police left an urge and asked him how long he would be there. Bob told him that he would be there for at least half an hour more, because based on the journey he knew he would be there as promised. Shortly thereafter, someone came from across the street and asked Bob if he had, and inquired of Bob if that was he. Bob answered yes and asked the person if he was Jimmy, and they came together. They started talking about the events of 20 years before, and Bob, after recollection, they were there talking, and Bob noticed that the face which he saw was not the Jimmy who we knew. And he had his doubts, but Jimmy assured him that he has changed a little over time. It transpired that Jimmy was not really the Jimmy who Bob knew. But as it turned out, Jimmy was a colleague of the police officer who had earlier stopped with Bob, and he then had seen that Bob was some wanted convict, and because of their friendship as youths, he was not able to make an arrest, so he got his friend and colleague to pose as if he was Jimmy and subsequently make the arrest.
Is that it?
Yes, pretty much. Okay. Yeah, about 30 years ago, I worked with these two guys. One we called Chongy and the other we called Boo. So this particular Saturday, we did shift work, and there was weekend work at the place. So this particular Saturday, we were working, and Chongy, he normally ate a lot, and Boo was equal to the task. And obviously, because we were friends, I didn't want to be left out of the thing. So at that point, I used to eat a lot also. So we got together to buy some food, and we decided to cook because we were like working all day Saturday into the night. So at about 5 o'clock, we decided to cook some food, and we did some very large dumplings, and we bought some canned, I think curried goat used to be sold in cans at the time. And what was very certain time was that, I mean, if you're making dumplings for men, you used to make it very big. I mean, something bigger than about the size of your palm, or thereabout. So we had this thing where we cooked the dumplings and we heated the curry goat. But the curry goat was, there was a lot of gravy with the curry goat. So after we ate the dumplings and the curry goat, there was a lot of gravy left over. So at this time, I was failed, and by all accounts, we should have all been failed. But Shangin looked at the gravy, and he looked at Boo, and he said, "Boo, we can't allow all this gravy to go to waste." The Boo didn't answer, so Shangin said, "I mean, let's get a 2 shilling bread. Then it was like a 2 shillings at a time was for a bread, probably about a two pounder bread in today's term. So we went to the little grocery store and we got the bread and came back, and all three of us ate off that big bread after having eaten probably 1/2 pound of flour each. And just so that, just to avoid throwing away the gravy. So that's pretty much what happened then, and while the lady was shopping, her purse fell on the ground. As she approached the cash register, she realized that her wallet was missing, so she had no way of paying for the groceries. She left and went home, and as she went home, she got a phone call from a little girl who told her that she had found her purse. The lady was very relieved.
Okay. Say these numbers. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
57836.
57836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4978396.
5819-2647.
5819-2647.
3829-5174.
3829-5174.
7586254.
3728-62584.
7139-4258.
7139-4258.
Okay. I'm going to say some numbers, and I want you to say them after me, except I want you to say them backwards. For example, 2, 4.
4, 2.
All right. Now say these after me backwards. 5, 8.
8, 5.
6, 2, 9.
9, 2, 6.
4, 1, 5.
5, 1, 4.
3, 2, 7, 9.
9, 7, 2, 3.
4, 9, 6, 8.
8, 6, 9, 4.
1, 5, 2, 8, 6.
6, 8, 2, 5, 1.
6, 1, 8, 4, 3.
3, 8, 4, 1, 6.
5, 3, 9418.
81. Nine. Three, four.
724856.
65827.
8129365.
5639218.
4739128.
8219374.
9437625.
7 4 2 9 7 2 8 1 9 6 5 3 3 5 6 9 1 4 2 7.
Okay. The category is foods. Go ahead.
Rice, bread, yam, potato, meat, beef, pork, fish, mutton, spaghetti, cakes, ice cream, bread. I did say bread already.
So foods is your category.
Yeah. I guess. Lobster, shrimp, pork, bacon, ham,
anything else? Any foods? Any other foods?
Pretty much stop there. I can't believe it.
Okay.
How much time do we have? 1 minute? 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. All right. The next category.
And this is really 2 minutes also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The next category is animals. Go ahead.
Cows, horses, goats, pigs, elephants, giraffes, tigers, leopards, lions, panthers, cats, dogs. Llamas. squirrels.
Alright, and the next category is kitchen items. Go ahead.
Knives, forks, spoons, plates, cups, saucers, kettles, pots, pans. Are we talking about things like oil, salt, pepper?
Kitchen items.
That's qualifiers?
Kitchen items.
Oh, okay. Oh, salt, peppers, milk, water, tomatoes, onions. Holders, hats, strainers, toasters, microwave ovens, conventional ovens, toaster ovens, openers, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Now this time, I want you to name the colors of the dots as quickly as you can. Begin at the top left and go across the rows from left to right. This is our sample, and we just practice that.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay. So you get the gist of that, so begin.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red. Green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. And now for the last portion. This time, name the colors in which the words are printed as quickly as you can. Don't read the word. Tell me the color in which the word is printed. Begin at the top left and go across the rows from left to right. This is our sample, so we'll practice that.
In which the word is printed.
In which the word is printed. So this would be
brown.
Green.
Tell
me the color in which the word
is printed. Okay. So green, black, gray, yellow.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much.
All right, begin.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, lady went to the grocery store to shop. Her purse had dropped from her bag and she did not know. As she gathered her groceries and went to the cash register, she realized that she could not pay for them since she did not have her purse. She left the groceries and went home. As she went home, her phone rang. A little girl called and said she found her purse. The lady was much relieved.